I've been rich, dumb. They're the talk of the town, but their podcast that's turning all us heads around. They're like a time machine to the golden days, where grunge was kicking ass and alternative hell sway. They got the noise, they got the voice, they got it all. Spinning records from the heart, straight from the soul. Talking music, talking life, there ain't no limit. Challenging the norm, telling stories so vivid. The fence is electric, full of sharp wind,
Yo, what's going on, man?
What up, dude?
And see, at this point, our new, at least, intro song will have already played.
Sweet.
And then, yeah, so no, I actually added it to the episode that was posted. Having some fun with AI. We'll have to do a whole other episode on that again at some point, and some of the different tools that have really come out here in the last 6 months or whatever. And but no, I did want to kind of up top, we're just going to do a quick episode here. I do want to quickly talk about the fun times of Google Podcasts going away. So we've been doing this for several years now. We host everything through what used to be Anchor. It's now known as Spotify for podcast, Spotify for podcasters. And it's the same setup. You can link your podcast to a bunch of different services, and you can get found on Amazon or Apple and, you know, wherever your preferred thing is. So we try to put it out there wherever, you know, just because why not? You know, it's you're out there enough. You're eventually get found by somebody. But the one thing is we were on Google Podcasts, which, again, was one of those linking services. Well, Google, like Google does, took it away. They rolled everything into YouTube Music, which is fine. I have no problem with, you know, service consolidation. The problem is, as you know, having this, there is no just easy way to link this through Anchor, what used to be Anchor, Spotify for podcasters, into YouTube Music. They're just not. And so you can still do your RSS feed and all that stuff, but it requires some hoops to jump through in YouTube Music. And it took about a week to get it finally right. Because for one, they limit you on how many episodes you upload a day. I believe it's 100. I might be wrong in that. And it might be because our account really wasn't active over there for YouTube. So it took about 3 or 4 days for it to get squared away. The funny thing is, though, is that it defaulted to keeping everything private. So the first 100 episodes, I had to go individually and make them public. And then it went off of... the way it was sorting, it was kind of like, okay, I'm just going to sort it however I want to do it, right? So it just basically was sorting it out the way it was uploading them. So they were all out of order. And so finally I had to go in there and just hit they'd added, and I think it's right now. So hopefully, anyhow. But we just want to hit up a little bit of Switch 2 news. What you got, man?
Dude, so a couple different things. And this can be, you can look at this stuff as good or bad news, depending upon how you view these aspects of the Switch. Initially, it came out that original Switch Joy-Cons were not going to be backwards compatible due to the Switch 2 using Nintendo's original idea for the Joy-Cons and having them be magnetic. So they just snap. That's what that snap noise that you hear when you connect them on your Switch mimics the sound that they made with the magnets when they initially did that. So, but now they've done an about face on that and said that no, all existing Switch peripherals will be will be able to be used on the Switch 2. The other big thing is that all Switch games will be playable on the Switch 2. So that means
that's good.
Yeah, that means more than likely we're going to be using the same format, software format. Now, cartridge format, rather. Which leads me to my other question. I wonder if they've figured out a way to increase the storage, much like the Evercade did when they released their gig cartridges, or whatever they're calling them. I think gigabyte cartridges, gigabit cartridge. I forget what they're calling them, but I wonder if they've got a new technology to increase the storage, or if they're just staying with the limit and then saying, all right, well, this is how much you can fit on there. And then if you need more, it's just going to have to be downloadable content or, you know, whatever. So,
yeah, I would imagine, because isn't that basically it's a SanDisk technology, correct?
I believe so. Yeah.
And I think it's supposed to basically, if I remember correctly, we looked this up before, it was supposed to be similar to the SD, because that's about the size.
Yeah.
And there's obviously over the years, there's been very many different variants of the SD. And part of that was for capacity, and part of that was just for sheer size. So I would imagine that there's got to be some kind of, you know, they've had to have figured out, okay, we can cram 2, 3, 4, 5 times as much into the same spot. Or the other thing too is just a kind of a thought, hear me out on this. Original Switch cartridges do seem to have quite a bit of plastic. So I wonder if you could, without hurting functionality or whatever, but tone some of that down to add storage space. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably the way they went. And I feel like there's probably even extra space within the original cartridges. But like you said, makes more sense, even if there's not more space in there, just thin the walls a little bit, you know, make it a little bit more, take some plastic out of it. The other major announcement has been 1080p handheld.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So there's some stuff, it's starting to come out. I'd imagine that September brings, if we don't know about it by September for a September launch, then that means it's going to be a September direct that's going to announce it and a holiday launch, I would imagine. Yeah,
I would think that too. I would, this has got to be the year, because the Switch was what are we on? Year 7?
We're on year 8, came out in 2016.
Good Lord, it's been that long. Okay.
Yeah.
I knew it was at least 6, but yeah, 8 years. My goodness. So yeah, no, it's definitely due then. But it remains a very popular console, and rightfully so, outside of just a myriad of titles that, you know, theoretically you can only play on the Switch. We won't get into the legality of that part, but
right.
I think the other thing too, and something we've discussed before, real quickly on that, is that they're kind of having to play.
Hold on. I was wrong. Sorry, Switch came out 2017. So yeah, you were right. Seven years.
Okay. Either way, it's still, you know, several years in. And the thing I'm thinking of is you have other devices that have since been released with, you know, A-plus type handheld systems that are basically like a gaming computer in your hand. And there's several different variants thereof, of those things. Steam Deck, obviously, probably being the most popular. I think they're having to play that game now. Nintendo was not really ever known for having to provide, you know, world-class hardware. But I think they're going to have to push the envelope a little bit. Just because now we're like, okay, your system's 7 years old. It was already based on old technology then. Comparative to the time. So now it's like, okay, maybe give us a little something. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, and then you look at it too, and Microsoft apparently sent out an email to certain people who were part of their Xbox Live or whatever it's called now. And it was like a questionnaire and survey asking them about a handheld console.
Oh, so like another portal. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
No, I think Xbox is, or Microsoft is looking at like a full blown like Steam Deck essentially, but like a box deck.
Mm.
Like an X deck.
An X deck. I like it.
X deck. Yeah.
A Dex.
A Dexter.
Yeah, I like it. Now, so, I don't know. Yeah, it's you know, there's still a lot to be said for handheld gaming. There's limitations to your phone still, mainly because people use your phone for so many other things. You know, trying to take a call while you're playing a game or doing different things. I mean, there's still so many different things that you're doing there, and it's just not truthfully designed for any kind of extended gaming. So there's still a huge market for it. That's the reason why you have things like, you know, the Steam Deck and, you know, other items that are of similar ilk. But no, it's cool, man. We'll definitely have to dive in really, really deep whenever it gets kind of closer, more rumors, more stuff, more things. Is there any titles or anything that have been kind of rumored around?
So I've seen a couple things. We're still waiting on Metroid Prime 4, obviously. That's going to be the big one. There's all kinds of rumors out there right now. Super Mario Odyssey 2. But you know, and I know that Nintendo's not really in the sequel business as far as Mario games are right now. They've been kind of changing it up from game to game. So who knows what the hell the next one's going to be? I mean, there's also been a lot of remasters and re-releases. Maybe we'll see some kind of remaster or re-release or revisiting of the Dinosaur World from Super Mario World in the next Mario game. Yeah. That'd be cool with me.
Yeah, you know? No, I'd be all about that one.
I'm still hoping it's Super Mario World Wonder.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. That'd be cool. Yeah, no, yeah, it is fun to see that. They do got to go bounce around with that stuff, and I think that's what keeps it fresh. Yeah. You're not making, you know, 15 of the same game in a row.
Oh, you know what? You know what? There was rumors that we were going to get the Legend of Zelda. So when Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom were made, they were developed using an engine based on the original Zelda. So like, you know, isometric overhead view, that's how the maps were developed. And there's talk of basically demakes of those games, official demakes of those games coming from Nintendo.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Using that engine. I don't know if they'll ever see the light of day, but I remember seeing rumors of that. So
that'd be interesting.
I would be interested in playing that.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Yeah, I'll be honest, I haven't fired up the Switch in a while, which is odd. Usually I find myself, you know, every so often, whether it's playing Mario Kart, or still Tetris 99, or those things that I've been playing for years, just haven't done it. Quite frankly, I haven't really fired up much on any video games. Just been using the old PS5 to stream stuff, so... maybe one of these days I'll get back into playing something. I was playing some Wipeout on PlayStation about the most recently, and it's about all I've been playing because I can play it in 5-10 minute spurts and be done with it.
Nice.
So anyhow, but yeah, no, we're just, like I said, we're just gonna keep this short and sweet. And you got anything else on Switch rumors before we want to close up shop here?
No, that's I grabbed I can never remember the name. Let me grab it because I see it sitting on my dresser. I grabbed a game for the Switch. It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Arcade Wrath of the Mutants. Ooh. And so what it is you familiar at all with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles series that came out on Nickelodeon a couple years back?
Yeah, I never watched it, but yeah, I do know the series.
So they did basically an homage to Turtles in Time. And it was actually released in arcades, and it's really good. I played it in the arcade with Peyton, and it's finally got a home console release. It's $30. It's on the Switch, PS5, and Xbox. and PS4, I think. So snatch it up for the Switch, and you know, Peyton and I are gonna run through that one of these days. So it's a relatively short game, but it's just fun. It's, you know, it's not reinventing the wheel. It's just a fun game to play. So
yeah, yeah. Anything that's related to Turtles in Time, man, it's a win for me. So
yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Well, good deal, man. Well, you get some rest, dude.
All right, brother. I will talk to you. We will talk to everybody later. It's probably the shortest episode we've ever had.
Yeah, well, we did tease 1 second episodes, so maybe we're heading that direction.
Maybe. I mean, we also didn't have Rich to have to cut out a lot, so
that's true.
Yeah. Penises.